So I heard some of you are eager for a pause, maybe, but I can tell you this one will be more fun and very short and also maybe just mildly interesting, so some easy entertainment hopefully here. Yesterday I had 150 slides, today I have one. So basically when you're doing manual tasks, you dream of not having to do them. You start automating them and that becomes your project and you end up not getting any work done at all. So that was not my aim, but to a degree that's sort of what happened. So the story is customer provides a PCAP, there's some RTP going on in it, some MGCP, and something is not working, and so I have this Wireshark trace and everything is all over the place. And once I start looking into it manually, specifically this was MGCP and RTP, I realize, there's this port and the other, and then this other port on the other side, and then this other media gateway also has two, and then the BTS, and everything, just, you know, figuring out everyone manually takes so much time that I, first off, long time ago, I fired up PyShark and I wrote a voice call shark script. And when I run it, what it does is it goes through the PCAP. Every time it picks up something, MGCP or RTP, then it records it, and then in the end what I get, like I have multiple printouts to see like at what place in the PCAP do things happen, there are like timestamps in between, but the important bit mostly is this one. So it figures out, that's the most dense information, so it gets all the ports, all the MGCP, and it makes domino. Is it too small? I already increased the font. Well, I can make it bigger if you like. So while I'm talking, I'll make it bigger. So it figures out everything, makes like little domino bricks of it, and then matches them up to like help me figure out the chains. And then also what you see is a log of the what MGCP happened. Like at first there was just a CRCX, then it said 112, and then all of a sudden it modified to 98, and that's like the CI I'm talking about here. And you know, that was like a big help already to not have to do this manual thing over and over again. And then I started dreaming, like for example, when you see a complete layer 3, say you see a location updating. But when did the MS show up on the BSC or on the BTS? The first thing is a channel request, right? And then an immediate assignment. And all of this is without any identity. So my dream was, like, my aim was, can I separate? Can I, like, link the things so that I have the identity already at the channel request, you know, that I can have a section of a huge PCAP to just show this one subscriber. And so still with PyShark, which is like a Python thing using, I guess, Wireshark. I forget the name. Is it libpshark or something? I don't know. Anyhow, so I wrote this other thing sometime later, also in my own hobby time, figuring out all the other layers. It's in a branch in libospcore, but I never went on to merge it because it's still a very specialized thing. So what's nice to see about this is, it already figures out the identity of the subscriber. What you also can see, it takes a huge amount of time just to process a simple single 2G to 3G call PCAP. So the 2 minute PCAP took like 12 seconds to process, and that's kind of boring. But the interesting thing, okay, now the scrolling is all messed up, the side scrolling. I mean, like here you see, oh, this is related to this one subscriber with the phone number 4, and the other one has the phone number 0, and sort of it relates which is what, and it also spans up like which entity is like where. And this is not an ASCII art that's actually 8 packets going. So you see, like, there won't be 8 lines of RTP, but it tells you, okay, there's like 8 packets going in both ways here. They were like sort of consecutive, and it gets collapsed to one thing. That was also, I mean, that was fun, but slow. And also a big thing here is, like, I don't know if show some better, like, if something goes wrong, then there's a lot of stuff going on in the background, and it's really hard to find, like, what, which channel request reference got lost here. And so I shelved that for a long time, tried to use it productively every now and then, but sort of, you know, it even lacks this nice chain of RTP that I had here. So it's, well, it was cool to look at all the layers of all the protocols and, you know, get it to do this, but it got frustrating because it was so slow. Then a lot of time passed, and then I thought, I want to try this again, because now I'm looking at PFCP and GTP, and I kind of want the same thing, but can't I do it more intelligently? And so first thing I decided was to use C and to use our coding, like Osmocom coding of the protocols, and basically write everything from scratch. And because one thing also with PyShark is sometimes some names change and then my script falls on its face because, you know, some thing is not there anymore. So that was also fun, and it went successful pretty quickly. What was this, you know? Ah, that. And so when I run, should I make this bigger? When I run like something like this, I can produce a dot file, and then I can get a chart like this, which is, well, there's a lot in here. I mean, it's, here's like the TRX, and you see the first channel request, and then there's an SDCCH channel, and like this is the entire PCAP. And it's 2 subscribers, is already a lot, but the cool thing is I can, wait a minute. I can also select one thing. So if you look here, there's like, I figured out that the channel with ID 2 is my TCHF. So I just want, you know, this side of the call, and I can say, okay, select this channel 2 and take everything that's related to that subscriber and produce a chart with that. You see, it's it was only slow because of all the logging. If I switch off the logging, which is Osmocom, by the way, if I switch off the logging, it's like really fast, and then I get a simplified graph. And it's already, it's still slightly mixed up, but for example, you can already figure out, ah, there was 700 packets going in the one direction and only 300 in the other. You know, you can see things like that, and that this port forwards to the other. This is like within the media gateway. There's a forwarding detected, and then there's packets going, and you can see that this MGCP thing entity belongs to the BSC, which is not clear really when you just look at the PCAP. And it's not because the endpoint is named BSC, it's just from the semantic relation of what, who talks to what. And this one's actually detected by the RTP address that goes through the signaling and then also to the MGCP, and then also is used in like stuff like that. You can also see the to-do state, like here, for example, this is the endpoint for the HNB gateway, which is not associated with it yet. And yeah, so it's an ongoing fun work. And what's also interesting is, where did I have a, yeah, I have a, so you can also make ladder diagrams. So this one is a little, you know, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff. And, oh, it's already, there was a larger one even. So this is already limited to this one channel. I mean, I only recently, you know, looked at this one again. We could combine a BSC entity into one vertical line, and then it would make a lot more sense and maybe add some information. But you can already, like, you know, make out what is happening much more clearly than, you know, it's, the idea is to be a helpful tool. And then what's a big, big fun factor here, the last thing I'm going to tell you today, is that while figuring out what relates to which and what tag tags what and so on, instead of reading logs, this is actually the first thing I did, and the last thing I'm showing you is I made a little cursors interface that lets you navigate what is there. So you can see a TIMSY. Actually, there's a relation between TIMSY and IMSY, but I destroyed it recently. So originally there was a nice hierarchy of what TIMSYs belong to which IMSY, but you see like at which message, in which messages did we figure out that this is the IMSY. And like what happened on, you know, there was the complete layer 3 on the HMB gateway and it was forwarded to the STP and so on. And when you go to, let me quickly find, when you find a connection actually, then you can, this is like a Rua identifier on some specific Rua link here on this one. And then you can look at all the related messages. Oh, that's actually quite few. Don't we have a, let's see if I have another Rua port here and another link. And sort of the relation is also semantic according to the protocols, because here a Rua ID exists on a link. That's why this, where is it? That's why, this is the link and the child of it are the Rua cons. And in other instances, like in SCCP, the con is a child of the one side of the port and not of the entire link. So the logic follows. And then here there's a lot more going on Rua context 2. And so you can like see the entire conversation. And at this point, I can press L and generate a graph of this specific con, or hit T and generate a graph of this, you know, the dotty chart stuff. So that's basically it. And my idea is to make it more useful and add more protocols and stuff. But it's a purely fun project on the side. And the coolest thing is to, you know, go through all the protocols and then really understand the SCCP ref and the channel request and the everything. A lot of the stuff I realized I didn't really grasp before I actually tried to, you know, dissect it with a C code. Yeah, that's it for me. Question coming up.
So I'd say sounds like you really should move that into its own repository, because I mean, it looks like this can basically go growing.
Because it is already on Gitty, Osmocom, Gitty private repository.
Ah, okay,
See it in the public. And I always have to log in before I can see it, sort of. I tried if the link shows, but or I can't search for it unless I'm logged in or something. I don't know why.
Yeah, there's a checkbox whether you want to have this repository public or not.
Yeah, but I checked and it's, I saw a checkbox that says whether it should be private or not. And that's not checked, so I don't know, some confusion.
But I first thought that you said that it was in some LibOsmocore branch?
Oh, no. The LibOsmocore branch, that was the old PyShark one.
Okay.
And this one is a complete separate new thing. It depends on libosmocore and librunup and what have you, but it's in its separate repository.
Because it's C code or what?
It's all C code, yes.
Ah, okay, I see. Okay. Yeah, I mean, nice, yeah.
Oh, and just in an aside, if you saw the, where's the logging? If you saw some logging here, this is Osmocore logging. Do you notice something, maybe? Just a hint, this is the logging category, something unfamiliar?
No.
It doesn't start with a D.
Yeah.
That's why this other patch was around for removing the Ds.
So what are the names of the programs and where can we find them? I know you just said you need to make it public, but...
Maybe I was a bit quick. This is the name, Osmo GSM Shark. I used the name twice. But ignore the libosmocore one. Just look for this one in Gitty.
Okay, thanks.
I'm not online. I won't look now.
That one's Python based, right? That's the Python based.
No. Python was passed. Python is too slow, and now everything is C.
So in this last view that you showed, where you can extract the graph and so on with L and T and whatever, is it also possible to extract a PCAP file that only contains the
I actually have it open here on the side, or I don't. That's a big point I was going to make and forgot about. If I just say not traffic but split, then it writes a PCAP file which I can then just look at. So that's actually the main killer app at Congress, if you want to not interrupt everything and just look at the PCAP for one. And then you see that, can I zoom here? That you see that this PCAP already starts with the channel required and the activation and the stuff that has no identity, but because it tags everything, it picks it up to belong to the subscriber.
Yeah. So a long time ago, I tried to do something that maybe does 5% of what you're doing here, and I discovered this thing called Wireshark Mate, M-A-T-E. Mm-hmm. It's a built-in system in Wireshark which you can use to basically provide Wireshark some information about which packets belong together somehow. And then basically each of those, now in this case what you list as packets, gets one identifier in a new field, and you can filter on. You can say basically, well, mate ID number 12, and then you get basically only those packets for that. But it works really nice for a lot of protocols, but for cellular there are a couple of shortcomings. So for example, I could make it work in RSL rather nicely, so you can basically see, well, I see, well, if I just look at a random message at the RSL level, basically go back from the channel required to the RSL channel deactivation, and you get only those messages. But that's sort of what you can do with built-in stuff in Wireshark, just by some config files. But of course, across the layers and all of that, it's sadly way beyond that. But it would be nice to somehow have some kind of runtime interface in Wireshark where you could provide that information so that you can basically not do it offline in post-process and then go back to Wireshark and something. I'm just dreaming here, of course, right? Yeah. But that would be like the ideal world.
Well, it's amazing. when we take traces of certain sites, sometimes we have like the 2G site is already up, and we have to hit all the interfaces. And since you can't scan like dash I interface 1, dash I interface 2, dash I don't know why that doesn't work, but you can't. So we have to capture on any, and you can capture for about a minute, and you have a gigabyte of stuff. So this is amazing that we can sort through it. Yeah. Oh.
Well, it doesn't do everything properly yet. Just, you know, while you find it amazing, it's still quite unfinished. It's cool that it already does what it does.
I think the multiple minus I works in some scenarios. I think are you using T-Shark or TCP dump to capture? Yeah. Okay, that doesn't do it. But with T-Shark, I'm quite sure you can. Yeah. So try that.
Now my question, first the compliment, then the question. What happens if you only capture part of it? Like I have no ability to capture the MSC in some situations. I can only capture home node B gateway out to the home node B. Is it still able to piece it all together?
Yeah, well, not everything. Like if there's no MSC, then the chart won't show an MSC. I also thought about this, you know, have like some like puzzle pieces that expect something to be there and then it can be missing, but maybe just some examples of other charts in the PCAP tests I have, maybe they are interesting. So this is a halfway, I had this looking better before with the PDRs showing, but sort of here's just the PCAP of some PFCP and you see there's GTP ports and you figure out the session IDs of the two sites, sort of. And I don't know, I'm just going to skip through. There's the location updating in 3G. Just the location up again, I don't know. The first test about channel establishing in RSL, there I figured out how to connect the SCCP, so that's a big one again. Have I been through all of them yet? There's the 2G one. So, I mean, you know, something will fall out. Maybe it won't make much sense or look stupid, but, yeah, I'm tweaking around until it makes sense. Sort of.
Too limited.
The entire profile is private.
Yes, that's why you can't see
that's
it without
why.
Being
okay, that makes sense. I'll just publish it when I'm back at my place.
I mentioned before that T-Shark can do it. Actually, dumpcap alone should be sufficient, right? So that doesn't have all the dependencies. Dumpcap is the small part that both T-Shark and Wireshark use to capture the packets. It doesn't include all the dependencies. So it's a very small binary.
I think we already have T-Shark everywhere too.
Ah, okay. Yeah, then dumpcap should do the trick.
What am I actually using? Libpcap.
Yeah, but you're not capturing. This is about taking the capture in the first place and being able to specify multiple interfaces.
But I think it also has, I have these live interface options in my programs. I'm just never using them. So, well, it is possible to capture live.
Yeah, and if you consent, I guess I can change the user.
Yeah, I will do. I'm offline at the moment, so I'll do it in half a minute. Right, that's my talk.
Okay, thanks again. Thank you.